Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Remember the Super Committee? The Super Committee was the outcome of the so-called debt crisis this summer when Republicans threatened to destroy America's credit rating by not raising the debt limit, something that had been done by every Congress when necessary since the beginning of the Republic. Created under the recently passed debt limit deal, the so-called, quote, Super Committee, unquote, will look for at least $1.5 trillion in deficit reduction measures over the next 10 years. If the committee deadlocks, if the Republicans and Democrats split on party lines and no proposal was ever actually proposed, then $1.2 trillion in automatic across-the-board cuts will be triggered. It's a solution no one would really like, but the tough politics of spending cuts and possible tax increases could make that outcome more likely than not. But here's the rub. Wall Street has already given $41 million in campaign contributions to the members of the Congressional Super Committee. That means important items, like, for example, the financial speculation tax, popular in Europe and just about everywhere else, may not even be considered here because Wall Street doesn't want to have its activities taxed in the same way most Americans pay tax on food or gas or a loaf of bread. The tax, about 0.05% on each side of a stock trade, could, it is estimated, bring in as much as $60 billion a year. And yet, who wants to take bets that the Super Committee will not mention this? If a Wall Street trader were here, he'd laugh at the outlandish idea that a committee member would forego a $41 million campaign contribution to represent our small interest in this matter. Either that, of course, or he'd short you. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.